Hi, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, here with Julie Robinson, the Executive Director of Friends of Tucson's Birthplace, the nonprofit that runs Mission Gardens. Thank you so much for being here today, Julie.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm really happy to be with you.
So what is your organization's mission and vision?
Well, for folks who aren't familiar with us, we are a nonprofit organization devoted to preserving the cultural and historical heritage of Tucson's Origin Park, which is at the base of A Mountain on the west side of the Santa Cruz River. And within that space, there is a 4-acre site surrounded by a mud adobe wall, and it's called Mission Garden. It's the site of the historic garden for the convento associated with Tucson Origins Heritage Park. And the mission of the garden is to preserve, honor, protect, restore, recreate, and promote the cultural heritages and historic landscapes of Tucson's birthplace.
Wonderful. Thank you for giving us a sense of place where you are and how it's involved in your mission at Mission Gardens. How does your organization work toward that mission?
We're a relatively small nonprofit, and we rely very heavily on our volunteer and docent corps to advance the mission of the garden. And one of the ways that we do this is through running education programs that are multi-generational, multicultural, that bring people into the garden to learn about the heritage gardens within the walls, but also how to grow and propagate the plants and trees that we have in the garden. We offer a variety of workshops, tours, and activities that anyone in Tucson can participate in.
And my understanding is that you are the first executive director for Mission Gardens. This is their first time having an executive director, and you're also celebrating 10 years of existing as well. So that's really exciting. Are there any specific program highlights that you would like to talk about?
So it's really exciting. We have these two announcements coming out together. I'm so excited to join Friends of Tucson's Birthplace and Mission Garden as the first executive director. And in tandem with that, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. So 10 years ago is when we planted the first trees, small 2-foot-high trees in the garden on a blank slate. It was a dirt pad at that point. And when you get a chance to visit the garden now, it's hard to imagine that only 10 years ago, only thing there in that space was just 4 acres of dirt. And so where are we going now? Well, working with staff, the board members and volunteers, we're looking to build out our educational program and really working with our community partner organizations like AHO CSA and others in Tucson to bridge multicultural work in the agricultural field of learning.
Incredible. I do remember when it was just dirt, and now you go there and it is so lush and incredible at Mission Gardens now, 10 years later.
It really is. And I think something everyone can take away from the garden is the inspiration that it's possible to recreate these spaces throughout the Tucson Basin. And one of the things that we strive to do at the garden is provide resources, knowledge, and expertise for that to happen. So come to the garden, get inspired, but then join a workshop or a tour and take some of these ideas, and then you can do them in your space, in your community garden, in a pocket park, in your backyard, wherever you might have a piece of soil that you can start to implement some of these historical gardens.
I love it. I'm so inspired. Do you want to talk a little bit about the different types of gardens that are in Mission Gardens? Because I think that's a really interesting part of what you're doing in cultivating a diverse community representing the Tucson community at Mission Garden.
Stephanie, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because in those adobe walls on that 4-acre site, we have over a dozen gardens, and I'll quite quickly just name them off to give your listeners a sense of the flavor, literally, that is embodied within the walls of the garden. So we have garden sites that are spread throughout the area that follow the timeline of historic and traditional agriculture in Tucson, and the many layers and of different cultural impressions and traditions through time that have contributed to this amazing, diverse sets of agriculture and species and cultivars that are grown here and can be grown here. So, for example, we have an early agriculture garden, which is a hohokam, and an odum garden pre-contact and post-contact, and the Michael Moore herb garden, and we have a Chinese garden, a Mexican garden, a Spanish orchard and garden. We have the acequia now, which is the replication of a traditional irrigation canal with some native fish and plants and species. We have a youth garden and a bookworm path so that kids that come to the garden have lots of fun activities that they can do. And there's even a section of the garden just for children with a small scale traditional pit house that kids can play in. And then we have Africa in the Americas garden, and we have a granary, and we're building out the Yoemi territorial and statehood gardens. So a lot of different spaces in the Mission Garden site that you can explore and learn about the traditional practices and crops that were grown here and that we're still growing here with the input of a wide variety of community members who are helping infuse the garden with this energy and excitement about rediscovering agriculture here in Tucson.
Wow, thank you so much. And how can people find out more about Mission Gardens?
So the best way, of course, is to go to our website, which is missiongarden.org. And on our website, you can find a page that lists all our upcoming activities. And we have an activity nearly every Saturday throughout the spring. These can be workshops and classes and speakers. So check out our event page. But there are other ways people can become involved too. You can come and join a tour. And if you're really interested and excited about the garden, we welcome volunteers. And there's a whole variety of ways people can volunteer. Youth volunteers, gardening volunteers. We need docents. And then another category of volunteers we call the go-getters, and they help with all our events that we host. Everything from making and preparing juices with ingredients from the gardens, helping us in the retail gift shop, and helping us prepare for events. So lots of ways people can be involved depending on where an individual's interests lie.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Julie, and sharing the mission of Mission Gardens. And sounds like there's a lot of wonderful things happening there right at the base of a mountain. Thanks for being here today. You can find a full episode of Nonprofit Spotlight on our website at kxci.org on the Nonprofit Spotlight page.
Thank you, Stephanie, and I hope folks will come out to the garden. We have flowers blooming right now and the trees are budding.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.